November 1st, 2011 is a day I will not soon forget. I survived a harrowing experience that day, and it forever altered the way in which I perceive life. It was then that I realized I needed to put something in my pocket that would identify me amongst the wreckage. I dug through my carry-on bag, found my passport, and slid it into my pocket. The pilot then announced that the flight attendants were to return to their seats, and we were all to brace for impact. How to convey to them that I was okay with this, that I had accepted death, that there was no pain, even if there was? Unexpectedly, he glared at me and swallowed hard. I was surprised. Up to this point, he showed no emotion at all. Was he getting ready to run? He stared at me again and said, "Officer, are you ready?" I thought, oh shit, what's coming now? There is one topic that no one likes to talk about, especially within the Brotherhood of the Police: rape cases. Upon entering the room, I saw a beautiful young woman in her mid-20s on the floor, shaking. She was completely covered in paint from head to toe. Suddenly, out of nowhere, I heard the distinctive pow, pow, pow of shots fired. I thought, holy smokes, that was close. I could feel the bullets whizzing behind my back. I turned to see a mob of 20 or so people running at me, screaming, "Help! They're shooting!" This panicked crowd was filled with people of all ages, from 7 to 70, all shouting, "Help us! They're shooting! Please help!" The building exploded, the roof collapsed, and the raging flames escaped double the height of the damaged structure. I ran as quickly as I could to the next house. The back porches of the row houses were now on fire, and I yelled as I approached the house, "Is anyone in there?" I reached the door and began pounding on it, continuing to call out, "Is anyone home? Is anyone in there?" I announced myself again as I climbed up the steps, but couldn't look up until I got to the top. When I did, I saw a child sitting on the landing, staring blankly. They looked to be about 4 years old. I said, "Hi, how are you?" The child didn't respond. As I got closer, the stench of a dirty diaper hit me, and I realized it was leaking down the poor kid's legs. There was another child, sleeping on a mattress on the floor. There was nothing else in the bedroom. This child was maybe 7 years old, a girl. She woke up as I was looking at her and immediately asked, "Are you here to help us?" I nodded my head. She must have been hungry and thirsty, but she still seemed happy, maybe because someone had finally come to help. The little boy still hadn't said anything, but as I went around the house checking for other people, he followed me like a small, polite shadow. Suddenly, we came upon a huge hill, and the kid tumbled, rolling all the way down. As I sprinted, I thought, perfect, this is my opportunity to catch him. I tumbled and landed unceremoniously on top of him. At that very moment, the suspect reached for the gun. I yelled, "Don't you fucking pull the gun out, or I'll have to shoot you." My gun was pointed at his chest. I was only 40 inches away from him.